You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Torah says Shabbos Lifnei Pesach Koreinos Shabbos Agadol, and it's not clear what that means, but it's Masha. You have to say it's Shabbos Agadol. You have to have a realization of what is Shabbos Agadol. I once was learning with a bacha from Dache, and I told him this, and he wrote to Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky said that it's just the title of the Loch, but I showed him that from the old tours, it's Masha clearly, that's not just a title, it's a halacha. One has to be aware of what Shabbos HaGadol is. So we're going to do one Inyan of Shabbos HaGadol. Again, that today I hear from my children that there were terrible tragedies today, Shem Yirachem. One of them is, I don't know if any of you know, Yossel Chapnik from Lakewood was Niftosh. Someone that we knew for 40-something years, more. Probably 50 years already, 50 years. We should be a good Tibetan, a tragic koponim that Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the day they went out of Mitzrayim was Yom Chamishi. It was what we call Thursday. So Tosfos says over there, V'im kein b'revi, Shochtu Pesachim, so it came out Yudalu when you shech the Pesach, the 14th. V'nimtza b'Shabbos she'avad, the Shabbos beforehand, Lachu Pesachim, they took the Pesach. Shehaza be'eser l'chodesh, right? It says they had to take it be'eser l'chodesh on the 10th of on the month. V'alkein koren oisei Shabbos ha'godo. That's what we call Shabbos ha'godo. L'fi she'nasa boi neis godo, because a great neis happened that day of Shabbos. The Torah says a different ma'isa over here. I mean, similar, but over here, Taisa says kedarminim b'midrash. It says a medrash. Shelokhu pischeim ba'isa Shabbos, when they took the carbon pesachs, niskabtzu pchoyrus umas ha'olam etzel Yisrael v'shalom. The pchoyrus of the umas ha'olam means the mitzvim, and they asked them, lama ha'yoisim ken? Why are you doing this? Amru lahan. So they said to them, Zevach Pesach LaShem, Sheyaharug Pchoyrim Mitzrayim. What's going to happen? It's going to be in Nisbara that the Pchor of Tuma, let's just explain that, will be destroyed, and instead will be Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. The Pchor, the real Pchor, will come out. Well, who is the real Pchor? We're going to talk about that later. And we know that's why we have Tainus B'chayris, that the Avenger was Pesach ala Pesach. And because of that, our Pukharim was saved. That's why we have the mitzvah of Pidgin Aben. We have the minig of Tainus Bechairis that we make a siyum. This year, many of us will probably have to do it with the phone. But so they told them that the Benshom is going to kill the Pukhar. And so it says, Halchwetz all the same. So the Pukharim went. And remember, Pukharim over there, like the Beis Yosef brings, that there's such a minig. Even by Tainus Pchairis, it was every type of Pchar. It was a Pchar Nekev, a Pchar Zachar, Pchar Mezachar, Pchar Nekev. Why we don't have it by Pidgin Aben, that's already Mefarshim, Rishainim, the Goyen of Kivega go into. But it says over there that they went ahead and they killed out all the Pchairis were killed out that day, that night. And so, the Medrash says, Halchwetz Avisayim, the Pchayim went, Vel Parah, and Parah was a Parah, Levakesh Memenoi, Sheyishlach Yisrael, that he should send out Klagzah, Vela Ratzu, Vasu Pchayim Milchama, they waged a war. The Pchayim themselves made a war against Mitzrayim, Vahargu Mehen Harbe, they killed a lot. We'll see in the Medrash it says 600,000. Psikta Rapsin, other Midrashim. Adahu Diksiv, that's why it says, Lemaka Mitzrayim Bibchoreihem. Lemaka Mitzrayim Bibchoreihem. So the Midrash also says in another place that Lemaka Mitzrayim Bibchoreihem. The Midrash over there says, Lemaka, it doesn't say Lemaka Mitzrayim Bibchoreihem, that he smote, he killed them. The Pchayim Mitzrayim, Ein Ksav Ksav Kan, El Makam Mitzrayim Bibchorehem, the Beis, meaning with the, through the prayer. Makam Mitzrayim, through, the Beis could be used to mean, right, like Metabel, Bechazeres, you know, with the Chazeres, through the means of Chazeres. Like we have the sign in the hallway in Yeshiva, so one of the explanations that Sfas Hashem says doesn't only mean we should have an understanding in Torah, but through the means of Torah. So Makam Mitzrayim b'vchorem, through the means of the Pchorem, ain't Ksivkan al Makam Mitzrayim b'vchorem. Pchorem hargu shishim rubereya, they killed 600,000. In Medrash, another Medrash, it says, Chutz, the only exception was Bisya, what we call Basya, Basya Baspari. Basya Baspari, Bisya Baspari, which is the correct name, but we, you know, Minig Christ also called Basya. Shinimtsaba Praklit Toiv. She had a good advocate. Who's the advocate? Ze Moshe. We know Moshe. Shinemar Vater Isaki Toivu. One of the Moshe's name was Toiv. Shabbais Nesmala Or. Toiv Ki Toiv. So it says, that's the Pshan the Pasuk. Ta'ama Ki Toiv Sachra. That by the Eishes Chayil, it says over there that she discerns, she looks, she's able to see, she goes over her merchandise, her enterprise is good. The end of Pasuk, Lo Yichba Laila Nerya, her lamp is not snuffed out at night, meaning the good enterprise is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Toiv, that he was mispalfa and he saved her. That's what the Medjus says over here. So that's the Neis Gadol that happened. And because of that Neis Gadol, we have a day that's in the process of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a special Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol. The first year of the Haggadah say that could be Pshat Zroyin Netuya Zu HaCherv. What do you mean, Cherv? Where do you find Cherv, a sword, in Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Pshat is, it's referring to Shabbos HaGadol. It's referring to this Nes, I'm sorry, that it's called, it says Cherev because they killed with their swords one another. Okay, that's the Chazal. Frektop Tzadik, okay, we understand it's a Nes, but what's unusual that we give this day the title Shabbos HaGadol? It's a Nes, it's a bit a Nes. What makes it into a big Nes? A Neis Gadol. What is this greater? What is this Neis much any bigger than other Nisim of Mitzrayim? All the Asar HaMakas, they were all huge Nisim. I mean, what? How can we categorize and say this is a Neis Gadol? This is a Neis Katan? What does that mean? What is this so unusual that we call it a Gadol? Shabbos ago for the Neis Gadol happened. Another thing is, what is over here that it has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim exactly? All right. We were never told, there was never a psura, right? And we don't find anything about this Neis happening. The other Nisim, Hinei Nishka, I'm going to send this Makkah and that Makkah and that Makkah. All right, what is this Makkah, unusual about this Makkah, Sarv HaPsadik, that it's Kaveya, it established for itself a shame. Like it's a mayid, it has its own yomtov, Shabbos HaGadol, right? We say all kinds of things, Shabbos HaGadol. Yaitzvahs, the Ramah says to say that God, it becomes its own unique day. What is this all about? So, Reb Tzadik basically says like this, that all the Nisim were kiyim of, for instance, the Bris Bein Apsarim that was told to Avraham Avinu, that Yidin are going to go into Golis, they're going to go into Mitzrayim, he was the Sbasar. And it says over there, "Vegames agoy asher yavoidu dan anoichi." I'm going to judge them. I'm going to give them punishments. In the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the parasha is there. It says that "Laman teidu ki ein Hashem elokeinu bavur teidu ki ein kemoinu bechol haaretz." This nes was a totally different thing. The purpose of this nes was, Reb Tzadik says, to show us that there's a reality that rishus cannot exist in this world. It reaches a time where rishus by itself will be removed. In other words, v'chol arisha ke'oshen tichle. it'll come a time we'll see that even though right now in the world that we live in, we see the Rishoyim, like we say in the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Befroyach Rishoyim Kemo Esav, we see the Rishoyim, they sprout, right, abundantly all over like grass. V'yatzitzu kol perlei oven, and those who perpetuate lies, who do all kinds of shkarim, will flourish, right? The purpose of it is for one thing, l'shamdem adayad, to remove them from Olam Haba, not to give them Olam Haba, to make it the Sionis for us, that we see all the rishis, and chas v'sholem, and rishis means all kinds of things that are found in this world that remove us from our tafkit as an erlich yid, avodas Hashem, learning Torah, doing the mitzvahs, doing chesed, right? To focus on others, not to just say, it's me, it's what about me? Not like in this generation that unfortunately everything is what's in it for me. That's what it is. And that's what the pshat, it says in the Mizmor there, right before that. Ma godlu masecha Hashem. How great are your actions, are your deeds, your works, Hashem? Mo'oid amku machshavasecha. Avada, there's underlying thoughts there, and there's an underlying purpose for everything that goes on. And they're profound. They're beyond our comprehension. We don't understand that. We don't understand why the Rabbeinu Shem does this. Why is it that people told me today to see children crying over their fathers, Yisayimim, young Yisayimim, young fathers who die from this horrible, horrible plague that there is over here? Why does it happen that way? Why is it that we see such tragedies among us? Shem Yirachem, we should all be getting together and when we can't, and screaming to the Rabbeinu Shem, beseeching the Rabbeinu Shem, being the smile for the Rabbeinu Shem, all together. Maybe it should be a time that we all should at least here in the five towns to be mispal for everyone together to in one point. The Sfasemis points out that the Laila, what does the Laila represent? The Laila represents, we know, the darkness. It represents the Choshech. Choshech, as we know, the word Choshech itself is from the word Chasachti. Chasachti means I held back. Lo Chasachta as bin Chas Yechidcha. You didn't hold back your son to do that Kedah. Choshech means we don't see the Rabbeinu Shalom's Midas HaRachamim. We don't see the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. We see Hest upon him, right? That's what we find in this world. It reaches its high point. Why doesn't it reach its high point, as Fasim says, at the moment of Chatzais. Chatzais is the very darkest time of the night. Yet, Chatzais, if you learn the Gemara and Brachas, you see the Vilna Gaon there on the Inyan of Gimel Mishmaris, Chatzais is the point where people are espalo for Chesed. Why is that? Why is it the point of Chatzais? One, and a push-up shot. From Chatzais, it starts to get lighter. The rays of the day will start coming, shining forth. We don't see that, but they're coming closer and closer and closer. The Rebbeinu Shem says, "Kechatzais halayla ani yetsa b'seich mitzrayim." In the Meitzarim, in the straits, straits, in the straits of Mitzrayim, of Umas Ha'olam, that defined us. You speak to people now, the people that are not connected to Torah, like Baruch Shem, we are. They're looking at the world is coming to an end. This everything is about the economy. Of course, you have to feel for those, for everyone. So everyone is suffering now economically, right? Jungleite that never thought they'd have to make Pesach. All of a sudden, I made Pesach. It's not easy on them. It's an expense. We know that. But Baruch Shem says, "Chatzais laila ani yetsa b'seich Mitzrayim." What did we learn before about Chatzais? By the war, the milchama of Avram Avinu against the Arba Melachim, right? When they took away, they took Lot as a captive. So it says over there, "Vayachalak alayim laila," right? That the Baruch Shem split the night. Rashi says, "Leil Pesach haya." What was it? Like it says in the Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash. That what happened that night? The Baruch Shem went and he split the night into half. Amal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You, Avram Avinu, you do your half, I'll do my half. What's that? Vayachalek alem laila. That the Rebbeinu Shem said the other half of the night is for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Hainu, the Pshat is Til Chatzais Laila. Til Chatzais Laila is the point of Dinim, strict, harsh judgment. That's what it is. The darkness gets darker and darker and darker. And after Chatzais, when somehow there's the light start coming out, Ayala Sashacha, right? Nimshala Gulas and Shisrol Ayala Sashacha, that morning star will finally start to come out. So it, when the din reaches its high point, at that very moment starts the Inyan of Chesed. At Chatzais starts the Inyan of Chesed, when Chesed and din meet each other. What does that mean to us? It means Avraham Avinu, who did what it has to do, which means Avraham Avinu, Maisa Avos Simen Labanim, right? Just like when a person goes ahead and he's in a place where there's no water, he has to drink water in a desert. So what does he do? He digs and he digs and he digs, and finally he's able to find water underneath. That place will be a place of water from now on for anybody who goes through that desert. Right? Avraham Avinu dug and dug. Everything he did was for us. So what Avraham Avinu did was that he went ahead and he did what he was supposed to do. Everything he was supposed to do. That no matter how difficult it was, that'll bring about for us the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Inyan of going out of our Metzarim, the darkness that we live in, the darkness that we see right now. That is the Chatzos Laila, and that's the Pshat L'Makeh Mitzrayim B'vcharei Hem. A B'char, as we mentioned the other night, a B'char is a Hemshech of an Av. A Av is Aleph Beis, Aleph that creates that Beis. There's a continuation. The B'char, in its very letters, Beis, Chof, Reish, as the Maral says, 2, 20, 200. Beis 2, Chof 20, Reish 200. It's the continuation. There's such a thing as the B'char of Tumah, that the Tumah seems to be sprouting, seems to be growing. The Rishis, the Poyalei Oven, it grows, the difficulties grow and grow and grow. And we don't understand, you know, that if the Ummah Sa'ilim would understand now, right, that maybe it's time to keep the Zion Mitzvah, it's time to realize that you can't talk about in America, because it's illegal to talk to, even for a psychologist to suggest that there's something wrong with the lifestyles that they have, that professionals are not allowed to help a person when he has this type of Shem Yirachem. I hate to talk about it. And they don't realize that this brings about a churban ha'olam. They should be really talking about it and saying there's time to change. It's time to be mekabel the mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Hashem put every person into this world. And that would change. They don't realize that what's bring about. Why we have to suffer, we don't know. We don't know. That's part of ma'od amkum achshav esecha. The Rebbeinu Hashem brings all these nisyanos to us. We have no idea why to see erlich from a yid, and any yid suffer now. Any yid go ahead and nifter. See people that can't go to their own parents' levaya because they themselves have the corona. Shem Yirachim. Shem Yirachim. But the pshat is that the b'char of Kedusha, when we follow the Avos HaKadoshim, when we do what they do, when we follow what Avram's chesed, and we do Yitzchak Avinu's Avoda, and we learn the Torah of Yankov Avinu, Titein Emes LeYankov, as so many of us, Baruch Hashem, are using these type of machines and technology that we can't go out of house, and it's hard for us to learn on our own, but we use this in order to learn, in order to connect ourselves. That's the Rebbeinu Hashem's, sees, and that's ma'ir by the Rebbeinu Hashem, like we mentioned last night.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Like we mentioned last night, what the Rebbe Yedessler, Zuchan Avraham, says, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pasach ala Pesach, like the Sfasema says, that the Rebbeinu Shalom did not wait for the Sarusa, the Lesata, for us to go ahead and arouse ourselves to incite Ruch from up above, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a gift. He was Pasach and the Pischuli Pesach Shomachat, but it came just from totally a Sarusa de Le'ela. But in La'asad Lavoi, in the Geula that we hope to experience soon, the Rebbeinu Shalom expects us to do something. And that's our Veda. And that's the prayer to go ahead and connect ourselves to the Avos HaKadoshim, the Chesed, the Avodah, and the Torah. That's what we want. And that's the pshat, why they killed 600,000. Why 600,000? It's haphazardly. Because the pshat is, we know that there are 600,000, right, letters in the Torah. Even though Rabbi Yeshua, before there was computers, quite a few hundred years before the computer sat and counted every letter in the Torah, and it doesn't come out that way. There are many pshatim to answer that, but it's Chazal, right? He calls himself the Chazal. Yisrael, Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed is Yesh, Shishim, Ribui, Oisius, Latera. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. That means each one of us has a connection to the Torah, has a connection to an Ois in the Torah. Each one of us, our Sherish, lies from the Torah. That's our Koichus. And the pshat is, they killed 600,000 because the 600,000 Koichus that tries to stop each one of us. The Indian of Tumah is the pshat, just like those of us who go to the Minchas Chinuch Shir know that there's a Tumtum, an Andragonus. You don't have to go to the Minchas Chinuch Shir to know that. But the word Tum, right, like Hatmana on Shabbos means something that's closed, something that's stuffed up, something that's not seen. The Tumah is a pshat, it doesn't allow you to see clarity. That's what the Koichus of Tumah. Each year that has a Shaychus to Ois of the Torah, so the there's the Koichus of Tumah. And the night of Tezvav, that's what happened the night of Tezvav, that the Rebbeinu Shem showed that the Koichus of Tumah can't exist anymore. There'll come a time where each one of us will see clear Hashem Echad Ishmael Echad. Ein Oid Milvadoi, that everything exists in the Torah. Everything is that we connect ourselves to the Torah. And that's what we wait for, this unbelievable Geula. Just as far as the Olam is, I just want to mention a few things that we're looking forward to more Shiurim. And next Sunday night, I would like to do the Agoda in Ramazim of the Agoda that pertain to the present matzav that we're in. That, in other words, is all we know. There are thousands of Sfarim on the Agoda. Everyone has his type of Agoda, whether it be Pshat. Again, as I said many times, it's first best to learn Pshat, right? To learn the Agoda Shleim, but there's other Agodas. They give you the Pshat. Other people like Remez, other like people like Pulpulim. But again, it has to be really about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not stories that are put into the Agoda. That's not really a key of the mitzvah. It's very nice, but that's not the mitzvah. But there's so many pshatim. But I want to do Ramazim, that parts of the Agoda taka represent what the chizik for us in the present situation. Also, I've asked a few of the people who are Isik and Hayra. It's, my job is not to do Mayra. I don't have time to look at them. That's not my doing it. However, as I've said before, I do have the right to say what's Pekuach Nefesh, and I reiterate very strongly those of you who are being machmir in certain areas, you should know you're being, it's Chumrah, the Asir de Kula, and that Kula is called Pekuach Nefesh, and you have no right to do that. I'm very strong about that. I'm very, very stark about that, because we don't know. It's an uncharted field over here. We don't know. Just by speaking, it could be droplets are in the air, you're talking in it. It's not a Pasha Gazach, right? The fellow called me today and he said, Rabbi David Cohen says it's really, really mutter to daven outside Minyanim. So I read him the letter. I don't know where it is over here, but the letter states the following. The letter states the following. His son-in-law, who I know, my daughter-in-law's brother, due to new information, I urge everyone not to have outdoors minyanim. In other words, he spoke to doctors, and the fellow told me, yeah, but he said it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. I said, you're right. He said it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. He said it's an aveira. It's not even a mitzvah. It's very, you're playing with people's lives. You have no right to do that. But as far as the other things, tefillas, kalim, other things, again, I was very strong. I told them, even though some people are going to the beach, you can't do that. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I don't think doctors know. first of all, the teva of Yidden is to socialize when they go somewhere. That is the teva. You'll meet other people. You'll talk. You don't know who's there. You don't know who went into the, even into the ocean. I have no idea. I can't. There are ways to do these things. And if you find in a sefer that says that he says not to do this eitzah, you have to realize they're talking about, they're not talking about megefes, they're not talking about situations. They talk about a person has on Shabbos and he'd like to serve nice dishes and he forgot to tevel them. So it says, don't do this eitzah. But there is eitzahs. And of course, in this situation. Then there are other things too. It's, you know, I can't decide, but I will go over with them. And the Mitzvah Shem will send that out. The Karev, as far as burning, I don't know what the, you know, you could tell me what the fire department says, but realize that burning chametz is not necessarily, not necessarily mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Even if you do holds ein bir chametz asreifo, it pashes, it means once chatzais comes, according to most Rishonim, the way we do it, and it's not the time to be mekayim, you know, what it says, Shulchan Aruch, the minig is to do fire. You just can take it and flush it down. It's to make fires now is not the right time. Again, people will congregate, kids will get together. It's not the right time. And I imagine, I heard in Lakewood, the fire department is acid it. And then there are other things also that I guess have to be in this bar. So I asked a few people in the bar. So anyway, 10 o'clock in Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to learning. Again, I apologize if I keep anyone up late, but you can I see Prime is, Prime Klagsman is smiling, but you can stop in the middle, go out, I'll break it up into increments. And the Bein Shem should be Merachem and Klal Yisrael. There shouldn't be any Shayd and Shever. All the lists of Cholim is staggering. I'm not talking about just the amount of Cholim, the amount of Cholim that I personally know who they are. Talmidim call up, friends call up. This one's father, and this one's father, and this one's this, and it's really being a spowl that the Bein Shem should end this gzeirah. We should talk a bizeicha that we see the end of the choishech kates some lachoishech. The Bein Shem puts an end to this choishech, and we should bizeicha that this should be kimei tzeischa me'eretz Yisrael meren in the first.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.